Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Belgian prosecutors say police in Brussels arrested 16 suspects. Happened in terror raids on Sunday, but they say top Paris massacre suspect Salah Abdeslam was not among those detained. Belgian prosecutor Eric van der Sip spoke early today in the capital.
Until now, no firearms or explosives were found. Salah Abdeslam is not among the persons arrested during the searches.
Sabda Salam is thought to have crossed into Belgium on November 14th, just hours after the Islamic State gunman killed 130 people and wounded hundreds of others in coordinated attacks in Paris. Brussels subway system and its schools will remain closed today as wary residents face another work week overshadowed by the massive manhunt for the Paris suspects. Malian authorities searched Sunday for at least three suspects they believe are connected to Friday's deadly jihadist attack on the Radisson Blue Hotel in the capital Bamako that left 19 dead. A representative from Northern Mali separatist groups said the assault on the hotel was an attempt to derail its fragile peace accord signed in June. At least eight Al-Shabaab militants were killed in a suspected drone strike Sunday on a base near Baladul Amin village, that is 120 kilometers northwest of Somalia's capital, Mogadishu. Sources telling VOA that at least three junior Al-Shabaab commanders are among the dead. And a top Al-Shabaab official believed to be the leader of the pro-Islamic State faction was shot dead in an ambush in southern Somalia. He is Sheikh Hussein Abdi Getty. This is VOA News. Iran said Sunday it had sentenced detained Washington Post journalist Jason Rezaian to an unspecified prison term following his conviction last month on espionage charges. VOA asked Ohio State University Middle East analyst Alam Payan what impact the Rezaian case might have on Tehran's nuclear negotiations with the so-called P5+1 countries.
Iranians are very difficult to negotiate with. Everyone knows that. So they will drag their feet. And finally, well, everyone knows. Iranians know that this guy is not, Jason Rezaian is not a spy. There is sort of Trump charges. And his brother clearly mentioned that they do not have much evidence that he has really was spying. He was a journalist, and I think it is known fact among the journalists. He's a respected journalist.
Washington Post foreign editor Douglas Gell here in Washington said the newspaper was aware of the Iranian announcement but had no further information. He said Rezaian has done nothing wrong. Iran, he says, produced no evidence and should release him immediately. Hope is fading today very quickly as any more missing people will be found dead alive in northern Myanmar 2 days after a landslide there near a jade mine. Rescue workers have recovered nearly 100 bodies following the massive collapse Saturday in Kachin State. Kachin, located about 950 kilometers northeast of Yangon, Myanmar's biggest city, which is home to some of the world's highest quality jade. An Israeli woman was stabbed to death by a Palestinian in the Israeli-occupied West Bank. Palestinian attacked the 21-year-old woman before he was shot and killed by soldiers nearby. Earlier, a woman pulled out a knife at a military base entrance and began approaching civilians. A local West Bank settler said he veered his vehicle off the road and struck the woman. A soldier then shot and killed her. Crimea declared a state of emergency after its main electricity lines from Ukraine were blown up, leaving more than 1.6 million people in darkness after the second such attacks in as many days. Not immediately clear who had blown up the pylons in the disputed Russian-annexed peninsula, but a Russian senator said it was an act of terrorism and implied Ukrainian nationalists were to blame. By late Sunday, electricity supplies had been restored, that is, to more than a quarter of that population. Opposition leader Mauricio Macri has won Argentina's first-ever presidential runoff. Ruling party candidate Daniel Scioli, outgoing President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner's chosen successor, conceded late on Sunday. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.